This is the 5 a.m. Hustle Podcast.
Get ready to learn about entrepreneurship and self-help
in the new era. I'm your host, Jack Considine.
And I'm Namish Kaista.
Let's go. Welcome back, hustlers, to the 5 a.m. Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jack Considine.
And I'm Namish Kaista.
And today is the introduction to this month's topic on habits. So what we're doing for each month moving forward is we're choosing one topic to dive in deep so we can give you guys actionable steps and ways to improve your life in this one subject. And this month happens to be habits. So this topic will go over the course of probably 8 episodes, and we'll have everything from starting a new habit, utilizing an accountability partner, lifestyle habits, getting past roadblocks, finding the right habits for you, productivity habits, mental health habits, and then how to break bad habits.
Yeah. And so one thing that we're going to do is we're going to encourage everyone in the audience, not necessarily in the audience, I guess, but listening to start a new habit for just this month, just for 30 days. Jack and I will be doing it alongside you guys. And at the end of this episode, we're going to talk about the two habits that we've decided each of us are going to do for the end of the month. So we encourage everyone to pick up something that, you know, they haven't been very consistent with, whether it be working out, whether it be reading every night, or whatever you can think of, and make it a habit and do it for a certain amount of time every single day, at least for the 30 days that Jack and I will be doing it. And if it works, you know, keep it going after 30 days. But if you didn't really enjoy it, then hey, after 30 days, no harm, no foul, find something else. And so at the beginning of every episode, Jack and I are going to give updates as to how our habits have been going. And stay tuned for the end of this episode. We're going to talk about the habits that we're starting in March. And I think that the reason that we decide on habits for our first month of this is because, humans are inherently habitual creatures. We enjoy doing things with structure and with purpose in our lives. And so our habits oftentimes determine who we are in our life. There's two things I was going to say. Our habits and the people we surround ourselves with determine who we turn out to be. And so your life does consist of daily decisions, and those are influenced by your habits. And so if you have some bad habits that you want to break, some good habits that you want to keep or expand on, and now is the time to do it. And we'll also go over like how to distinguish between those good and bad habits in later episodes.
And we all know that, of course, when it becomes the new year, we all have these new year resolutions or habits that we want to start. But a lot of times we often come short. And I think the reason for this is we bite off more than we can chew. We try to overload ourselves with all these. It may just be one habit, but what we do is we go all in and try to do so many things. So if we want to work out, we'll work out 2 hours a day. And after a week, we'll get burnt out and we'll stop doing it. So what we're going to try to recommend, especially as you start your new habit for this next month, is to start small, gain a little thing that you can just bite off of. So for me, oftentimes if I'm starting a new habit, I won't start full-fledged of what I eventually want to do. So say I want to meditate. I'm not going to start with 30 minutes of meditation every day. I'm going to start with maybe 5 to 10 minutes. That's very manageable. You want to feel like your habit isn't a chore. It's something small that you have time to add to your daily life, because as soon as it becomes overwhelming or a chore, you're not going to want to do it each and every day. And that's not what we want. We want it to be an easy kind of transition to add this habit to your life. So then each month or each certain amount of time, you can add a new one so that you become more and more productive and become a better version of yourself.
Yep. And so with that, we're going to talk about the habits that we've decided to do. So I guess I'll go first. For the next 30 days, for at least 10 minutes every day, I want to do something musically related. And whether that be like trying to pick up a guitar or play something on piano, or work on production or writing something. But that's what I want to do for the next 10 minutes. The reason I chose this is because I've always really wanted to do something with that, but I've always played around with it, but I've never really devoted myself to it. And so for the next 30 days, that's what I'll be doing for at least 10 minutes. And hopefully towards the end of the month, I can up that time. But I want to start off a little small, 10 minutes, so I'm not overwhelmed, especially with everything going on right now.
And the habit that I'm choosing has been one that I've had for a while, but I've kind of fallen out of it recently. And that's the habit of reading. I do read at least a few times a week, but it seems like it's never consistent enough to consistently get through books that I'm really eager and excited to read. It seems that I'll read one book in the course of a week and then I won't read for another 2 or 3 weeks. And so what I'm trying to do is read at least 15 pages a day. So that way, every about 20 days or so, I'll be reading a new book and I can be able to add that to my knowledge base to improve myself and to just have more knowledge and experience in general. So that's the habit that I'm going to start to try to get back into my personal education that I really like to do to not only help the podcast, but to help myself.
Yeah. And something we'll be doing this month is before we prep for every episode, we have notes that we have for our shows anyway. And so you can go ahead and email us or send us a DM or anything if you want the show notes for each episode for this entire month at the end of the month or as every episode goes. And that'll also include a habit tracker to see your progress. So what we'll be doing is if you send us the DM or email, we'll add you to like an email list and then send you like the notes for each episode that Jack and I have written. And then also with the habit tracker so that you can see your progress over the next 30 days. And that'll come out with every episode.
We're really trying to give you guys as many resources and things to utilize as possible because we know that just listening to something won't get you to take action. But if you have the right tools to use each and every day to maybe follow that habit or to add something valuable to your life, then it will be of value to you. That's awesome. And so we really want to give you guys the opportunity to utilize not only what we say to you guys, but also what we're doing ourselves. So we want to make that accessible. So you can email us at 5amhustlepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can DM us on Instagram at 5am Hustle Podcast. So feel free to do that, and we'll be updating that as the month goes on.
Yep, that's all we had for today's episode of the 5am Hustle Podcast. As always, guys, peace.
Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe and rate the podcast.
Special thanks to Ayush Basu for producing social media content.
To follow us on Instagram, look up the number 5am Hustle Podcast, and for Twitter, it is just 5am Hustle.
Feel free to reach out to us at 5amhustlepodcast@gmail.com.
As always, guys, go win the day.